coming home saying, look, I'm broke. We ain't doing nothing this year. You know what I'm saying? That probably ain't going to go over too well. It is a better reality than buying stuff that you shouldn't be. But that, sir, isn't going to go over too well. Ho, ho, ho. Barely Christmas. Yes, I said barely Christmas. All right. Ain't y'all tired of barely Christmas? And I know you like, no, we had Christmas every year. No, it's barely Christmas for most years. Why? Because you're not really in position to spend the money that you're spending. I know you like, be you the Grinch this year? No, I'm not the Grinch, but I want to help y'all get over the hump of every year putting yourself in a bad situation by thinking you got to buy all these gifts for your spouse, for your children, to then know that you're going to be the one on the hook paying off this $10,000, $20,000 credit card for the next year, 18 months. By the time Christmas roll around again, you're still staring at a part of that bill. And here's the thing, man. I'm all about taking care of your loved ones. I'm a big philanthropist. I just believe in giving, period. But I spent way too much of my life having barely Christmas. The reason I say barely Christmas is because when you look at the essence of what Christmas is supposed to be, we celebrate Jesus's birthday. I get y'all. It's not truly his birthday, but it's the day we celebrate it as such. And what did Jesus do? He came so that we can have life and life more abundant. At no point did he intend for us to get over leveraged, get in debt, and have the antithesis of life and life more abundant because we out here overspending to try to portray our love in that way. You know, I grew up in Westside Detroit. I come from an environment where if you don't wear it, you ain't got it, right? If you don't live in it, you don't have it. If you ain't driving it, you ain't got it. And it's just the opposite when you get around real rich and wealthy people. Oftentimes you don't see it, which is indicative of the fact that they really got it because they could stroke a check for it. But the longer that we keep on having to look like we got it instead of actually having it, then the longer we gonna not have it. Y'all get that, right? Like, until you break that cycle, then you will continuously look like you got it and don't. Hey, real quick, are you operating at a level 10 in your life? Do you want to? I'm talking about a level 10 in your finances, a level 10 in your health and wellness, a level 10 in your marriage and your family life. Like, excelling in every single area that's important for you personally and as a business owner. Because if you anything like me, you probably figured out, unless you have every single important area of your life firing on all cylinders, you still don't have success. Like, I've been rich and miserable. I've had seasons where my health was compromised, which made the money not so important all of a sudden. I had a season where my marriage was challenged, that the money ain't so important all of a sudden. But here's what I figured out, though. There is a world that exists that you can have your faith, your fitness, your finance, your freedom, and your family life firing on all cylinders. And if you don't want to be like the status quo and live a life at a level 3 and be mediocre, then I got just a place for you. It's called Believers in Business. It's a phenomenal community with like-minded individuals who all seek a level 10 life. And in there, you're going to get the tools, the resources to be able to excel in every one of those aspects of your life and in your business, as well as get business coaching to help you to continue to persist and grow your business so that you can have not only the financial success as a 6- and 7-figure entrepreneur, but that you can have holistic success. If that's you, click the link. I promise I'm out your way. Get back to the episode. So how do you change that? Well, you got to have a real conversation, starting with you, as to why is it that you feel the need to overextend yourself to buy stuff that you can't afford in that very moment? And all because, yes, you got access to a credit card. If you can't swipe it on the card and pay it off that same day simultaneously, then you ain't got it. That's just what it is. It don't matter that it's coming 30 days from now. If you're a business owner, especially, you know, whatever's coming 30 days from now ain't promised. The wire that's on the way ain't promised. So we definitely got to be cool. And then for those of us that's going to work every day, well, I'm just going to take my next couple checks. So you're going to take your next couple checks, which is indicative of the last couple months of your life that you sacrificed to pay somebody else for some stuff that's going to wear out, get thrown out, get played out. That's what you're going to do? I mean, if that's what your life is worth to you. But at some point, we got to value our life and our time and the way we invest it differently. And, you know, I think for business owners, we probably have a different level of appreciation for this conversation because we know there is no guarantee to anything that we do. Every day we get up, it's a faith step, right? Every day we get up, it's a faith move in that we have no idea where our next paycheck gonna come from. Now, granted, yes, we got businesses and we have products and services that we sell and we got marketing systems and we got all these various things that we do to put us in position to have success, but we don't have the comfort of knowing every 2 weeks, as long as I just showed up, I got a direct deposit coming. Like, that's just not our reality. Even if you got recurring revenue in your business, well, they could cancel a subscription. You know what I'm saying? So I think we have to be even more meticulous about how and what we spend our money on. And who and what prompts us to spend it. One of the biggest challenges with holidays, especially for a business owner, we kind of goofy if we operate like this, by the way, because we know as a business owner that during the holiday season, these amazing deals that we're getting, it's not, I mean, yeah, it's cheaper than what it would normally be, but it's indicative of another business owner called Walmart, called Macy's, called Designer, that has decided, instead of me making Keystone Plus, right? So for those of you that may be in a merchandising space or whatever, you buy things wholesale and then you sell it Keystone, which is basically if you bought something for $50, you sell it for $100. That's typically how clothing works, especially. And in the retail space in general, I sell cigars, right? I'm a cigar manufacturer. We own a cigar company. Shout out to Crossfire Cigars. We ship direct, by the way, crossfirecigars.com. Right, I should put myself every now and again. Great Christmas gift, matter of fact, right? Go get those. You gonna spend some money on Christmas, go get those. Crossfirecigars.com. So look, when we sell our cigars to retailers, to cigar lounges and such at wholesale, and then they sell them at Keystone, right? So if they get a stick from us that's $8, they're gonna want to sell it for at least 16 inside the shop. So I say that to say, and depending on location, if you're in Vegas, that same cigar could cost you 4x. Right? It could be Keystone Plus 2. When you look at the Best Buys and the reason why that $1,000 television is all of a sudden $200 is because they're playing a volume game for a short period of time. So yes, it's less margin, but they were getting four times what it is normally. You understand what I'm saying? So as a business owner, we need to be even more sensitive to what's happening when it appears to be happening, because it's all a play on emotions. It's all a play on manipulation to the average consumer who doesn't have this kind of insight, foresight to realize what's really happening. I'm not saying if you are in position to not take advantage. I'm talking about for those of us that act like we gotta do it now because it's on sale. If you gotta do it now because it's on sale, you probably ain't in position to be doing it, period. Because that means that under normal circumstances, you couldn't buy this thing. That's a clue. And so I say all of this because I've lived through the pain of making these poor decisions around holidays. I've had the bad kind of thought about, like, you gotta do that. Because I come from an environment, again, that if you don't wear it, you ain't got it. If you don't drive it, you ain't got it. If you don't live in it, you ain't got it. So Christmas gifts were not just about who you were buying them for. It was about the ability for them to wear them in environments that, you understand what I'm saying? To where it was perpetuating the same idea of, we got it. And in truth, there were seasons where we did. There were other seasons where we didn't, but still had the appearance of it. And after being on both sides, I can just tell you that it's far too expensive and painful to not have it and look like it. It's far more expensive and painful to not have it and look like it. And not having it doesn't mean the fact that it was available on your credit card to swipe. Not having it is the fact that you had to swipe it on the credit card to begin with. Contrary to whatever your exit strategy is for the card. Oh, I'm gonna work 2 more paychecks. I'm gonna close this deal. Wait until you've had the discipline to actually stack the paper to do it. I'm not saying not use the card, get your points, but be able to pay it off though. This shouldn't be no extended thing that you got to go work to pay it off, because then that means that those who you were doing that for should be able to wait. Now, I'm a firm believer that relationships don't fail because of bad communication. That's a symptom. The root cause of relationships failing is unmet expectations, right? Relationships fail because of unmet expectations. A symptom of that, a byproduct product of that, could be the fact that it's bad communication. Why is that important? It's important because many of you have been governed by rules that you establish that you need to go back and reestablish. You've laid a foundation in your family life and in your marriage to make people think that things are supposed to be a certain way. So it's not their fault for expecting that they be a certain way. But there comes a point in time for you as a business owner, for you as the head of your house, for you as somebody that's really trying to perpetuate generational growth, generational wealth, that you're going to have to reestablish what the rules got to look like, and that we all play by. You got to do that. But that's why you have to first come to the self-realization of, why are you willing to overextend yourself for the sake of holidays? Why do you think it's important that everybody gets everything on their list, even if it's at your own expense and detriment? Because ain't nobody helping you pay that bill but you. Ain't nobody begrudgingly going to work or going to do your business knowing that every dollar needs to go toward this. And you know what's going to happen. Nobody wants to delay that gratification. So you're going to still make instant gratification purchases for yourself to justify the work you're doing, and you still got this lingering thing that you got to take care of, which is what perpetuate being in debt cycles. Am I helping anybody yet? And I'm glad I'm doing this on a podcast, so fellas, you can let your wife see this. You ain't even got to be the bad guy. I'll be. Wives, same is true. But I want to free y'all, man, because I've been on the other side of this now for probably about 8 years now, where we got this philosophy in the house that we want to live every day like it's a holiday, if we so choose to. With that, actually, this year be year number 10 that my daughter and I, we started a tradition 10 years ago. And that tradition was on Christmas Eve every single year, my daughter and I, we go downtown Orlando and we buy up a bunch of, I don't know why, it started out as KFC. We kept it as that. They seem to love it. So we get boxes and boxes of KFC meals with the sides and all that. And then we put money in the boxes and we go downtown and we just pass it out on Christmas Eve every single year. This would be our 10 year anniversary in doing it. Pass out hats and gloves and scarves along with food. Now, it's a lot of reasons as to why we do it. But one of the predominant reasons why I started doing it is because my daughter was fortunate enough to grow up in a situation where we've always had means, right? She was born in 2002. And although I was 18 and my wife was 20 when we had her, we figured it out by God's grace pretty early. And by the time she was, that was 2007, by the time she was five, we had gone back to school with her, got our degrees. We built a new construction home, you know, 2,500 square feet, 4-bed, 3-bath, 10-foot poured ceilings in the basement. We had 25-foot vaulted ceilings with the skylights. Like, it was crazy, right? She's five. Now, I grew up on the west side of Detroit in an 800 square foot bungalow, just to give y'all perspective and context. So she comes from a place where, you know, she's been grounded in the house, but she ain't had to struggle for nothing, at least financially. And that's a good position to be in as a parent. At the very same time, that don't mean it's always been easy for us either, right? I'm just saying from a, she's lived better than a bare minimum necessity perspective. But with that, it's important as I send her out into the world that this world we live in is a part of the 1% world. That's not how the 99% live. And so it was important to me to give her a real life perspective and snapshot on what is really happening in places that she would probably never be. And so I took her downtown as an experiment on Christmas Eve with the intent to just go out there, pass out some money, help some people, and let her see the elements. You know what I mean? And she really took a liking to it. So 10 years ago, she 22 now, so she was 12. She asked me the next year, like, we going back out there. So here we are 10 years in and we've been doing it. Even when she was in college, she come home for the holiday, we go out. I had back surgery 1 year in December in 2016 and we still went out. Like, we made it our business to be out there to serve and help the people in that community that are at need during that time. And fortunately, unfortunately, we've like literally seen people that remembered us from previous years because they still been on the streets some years later, which is crazy. But it's amazing doing something like that. You get more from it than they do, right? Little do they know. And saying all of that though, what that did was it helped me to kind of illustrate to her of what not only holidays, but what life is really about. It's about serving people. And if you can look at, even in the midst of a holiday, that you could look for ways to serve others that may need more than you, serve others that's not in the same position as you. And I'm not saying you got to be super rich for that to happen. There's always somebody that will consider a blessing what you complain about. And one of the best gifts that we can ever give our family, besides the gift of humility, is the gift of realness. Like, we got to keep it funky with them. If it's not laying like that, then you need to sit down and have a vision conversation with your family. So look, I remember many years ago when I lost $500,000 in real estate. Like, I told my daughter about that, right? She was early teenager. She probably couldn't grasp the whole thing, but that wasn't the point. The point was I wanted her to be aware because one day it will resonate, right? Sometimes you're just planting seeds and then eventually the fruit or lack thereof will prompt them to go back to that seed you had planted. And today at 22, her as a young adult, she get it. And so I think part of the problem is we play hero ball too much and we try to hide too much from our family. If you are in a ton of debt, if you have made some poor decisions, if your business is suffering right now, if revenue is soft, if there's uncertainty because of market conditions, if there's uncertainty because of the economy, and you need to pull back, you need to have a real conversation with your family about that. You are doing nothing but hurting them more by trying to act like things aren't what they are, to buy them something, to try to give off this perception. So the first thing we got to get really clear about is what's the real goal? What's the real goal with our finances? Where your treasury is, so will your heart be also. The heart follows the pocketbook. What are we really making money for? Is it to just buy stuff to show people around us that we quote unquote love them? Is it to just buy stuff to justify the time we spend away from people and we feel like buying them everything that they want should make them whole? Are we buying other people's stuff because we feel like that makes us whole? Because we feel more prideful that we in position to buy stuff for others? Like, what is it? And again, I promise y'all, I'm not being a Grinch. I'm just telling you that if you can do it and do it responsibly, more power to you. But I know based on statistics and 74 or 78% of this country being in credit card debt is a clear indicator that it ain't just the people that got it that's doing it. The people that got it ain't doing it as much. And the people that don't got it is doing it all the time. Why? Because we're trying to anesthetize the life that we don't want. We're trying to escape the life that we don't want instead of just creating the one that we do. See, that take a far bigger commitment to sit down and look your spouse and your child in the eye and say, look, I failed us up to this point. I'm going to take the ownership and it's going to take me probably 24 to 36 months, but I'm going to start this business. I'm gonna finish this investment. I'm about to aggressively chip away at this debt, but I promise you on the other side of it, we're gonna be able to do whatever we wanna do. We're gonna be able to help who we wanna help, and we're gonna be able to live regardless of a sale or another ploy to get us to spend money on a specific time of the year. See, that takes some real ownership and commitment. That's why people don't want that smoke. It's easier just to buy the gift to make it feel like I'm doing different instead of making a commitment that I'm actually going to do different. Please don't cut me off. I promise y'all this is out of love. But ain't you tired though? Like, let's be honest. When my daughter turned 18, almost 5 years ago, we bought her Apple stock for her birthday. Now, she ain't thinking about Apple stock. Probably ain't thought about it since we bought it, but it was another seed. Hey, look, this is what it looked like. We're not getting you iPads and cell phones. Like, you get all that on your own if that's what you want. We're getting you some stock. We got to stop preaching generational wealth, and we do nothing but pass down generational curses. Lying to your children about what type of financial position you in and buying them stuff to make it seem better than what it is a generational curse. Period. So don't talk that generational wealth stuff, and everything that you do is opposite of that. Giving off a false sense of security is a generational curse, not a generational blessing. And God can only bless what's real. So begging to him to be able to get money to buy stuff for Christmas when you know that that's about to put you on another debt cycle for 18 to 24 months is really ignorant. But we don't see it that way because we think that that is important. We think that looking good is more important than being good. I don't care what the holiday. If it's my birthday, don't get me. If we busted and disgusted, don't get me nothing. Give me some help. If we busted and disgusted, don't buy me no stuff. Get me some help. How are we going to get out of this thing together? Scriptures say that where there's no vision, the people perish. Why? Because you can't sit down and have a tough conversation with your family and tell them about what y'all are not going to do when you're not clear about what y'all are going to do. See, if you got a child that's trying to stick something in the socket and you just keep saying no, 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 you ain't doing nothing but agitating them and you haven't given them anything else to divert their attention, because energy is neither created or destroyed. It's just redirected. So that energy still got to go somewhere. If they ain't putting the thing in the socket, they got to do something with that energy. So a better alternative is to say, nope, that's dangerous. Don't play with that. Play with this instead. So they can still utilize and expend that energy that they're trying to get out. When you look in the context of leading your family and your household, coming home saying, look, I'm broke. We ain't doing nothing this year. You know what I'm saying? That probably ain't going to go over too well. It is a better reality than buying stuff that you shouldn't be. But that, sir, isn't going to go over too well. However, if you say, look, here's my outlook for our family. Let me ask y'all something. I know that birthdays and Christmas, like we do a lot, but we also only do that on birthdays and Christmas. Like, would y'all prefer if we could go on a trip every 2-3 months? Would you prefer that we don't have to wait until Christmas that we can do for you? Like, ask them questions. The answer is, of course, yes. So here's the thing. This is my plan to put us in position to do that for the rest of our lives by God's grace. Boom, 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 boom. As a family, can we all get on board with this? You see how that's casting vision? Without vision, the people perish. Everything around you dies in result of you not having vision. If you don't got vision for your health, if you don't have vision for your finances, if you don't have vision for your relationships, if you don't have vision for every element and aspect of your life, it's dying, because nothing gets better on its own. Things get worse on their own. Things get worse when left unattended, not better. You tracking? So my gift to you this year is this pod. Hopefully it come out before the money does. But when it does, I pray that you do something about it. I pray that you let this episode be the pattern interrupter that nobody has given you the gift of ever in your life, to tell you it's okay. It's time to stop putting yourself in harm's way for the sake of creating a perception that ain't real anyway. Leave me a comment. Let me know if this helped you. I'm okay if I'm the bad guy to your wives. I honor that, right? But a good one is going to get behind you on this. And same is true, ladies. A good husband going to get behind you on this. And go out there and be better, because it feels better than just looking better. Y'all stick to the mission. Merry Christmas. I'll see you in the next one.